This is 5 Minute Friday!
Her name is Dr. Brené Brown, and she is a research professor at the University of Houston. She has spent the past 16 years studying courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy, and is the author of 3 number one New York Times bestsellers, The Gifts of Imperfection, Daring Greatly, and Rising Strong. And her latest book, Braving the Wilderness, The Quest for True Belonging and the Courage to Stand Alone, is out right now. Now, her TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability, is one of the top 5 most viewed TED Talks in the world, with over 30 million views. In addition to her research and writing, Brené is the founder and CEO of Brave Leaders, Inc., an organization that brings empirically-based courage-building programs to teams, leaders, entrepreneurs, change makers, and culture shifters.
I can't imagine a way through what needs to happen over the next decade that does not involve understanding pain. There's this incredible James Baldwin quote that says, "Now I understand why people hold on to their hate so stubbornly, because once they let it go, there's nothing but pain." And I think we dismiss and don't care about that pain at our own peril, because pain will make itself known. It will not be dismissed. It's not an affect or an emotion that dissipates when it's ignored.
Yeah. Well, I think this is fascinating you're saying this, because I never wanted to feel the emotional pain. It was so hard to go through.
Yeah.
I got a breakup with a girlfriend. Like, I didn't know how to deal with the emotional loss.
Yeah.
Of any type of pain or suffering.
Yeah.
As a man. And I remember being in the fetal position my freshman year in college for days, sobbing in my dorm room, just curled up in a ball. Because a relationship ended and I was so sad to be alone and I didn't have this person in my life anymore. And I would take it out on the football field.
Was
like, I don't want to feel this type of emotional pain.
Yeah.
So how can I inflict as much physical pain on myself and other people to get it out? And it's hard to switch that off and just be like this loving, vulnerable man after you're on the football field, like inflicting pain on other people because you're supposed to.
No, and I think whether we play football or not, we're much better at causing pain than we are feeling pain.
You don't want to feel it.
No, you don't. And so we cause it and we hurt other people.
Yeah, we do.
And so, and if you look at leadership, whether you're in an organization leading a country, leading a family, as a parent, one of the cheapest, easiest ways to lead is to give people someone to hate and blame for your misery.
Mm.
And so we have to really watch that in our country right now.
Yeah.
So all you have to do when people are in uncertainty and fear is give them someone to blame and give them a reason to blame them and then step back and watch everything just fall apart. And so I think that's happening right now in our country. Mm. And so we have to push away the rhetoric. You know, we have to own our pain. And let me tell you, it's not like you tell that story about the football field and it's so prophetic, because every crisis we're up against right now, almost without exception, is about our inability, our unwillingness to deal with pain. If you look at the opioid addiction right now across, you know, somewhere, beginning with physicians, sent the message, there's no reason for you to hurt at all.
Mm. Here's a pain reliever.
Here's a pain reliever. You know, and things are not going well in your life. Well, here's a way to discharge hate and pain that'll make you feel better. Like
by drinking or by smoking or
we're the
sex
most,
or drug, whatever.
Medicated, addicted, in debt, and obese Americans in history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our tolerance for discomfort is zero.
Soft.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's the irony. Soft.
So our tolerance. What we're taught in football, don't be soft.
Don't be soft. So it's actually our inability to be vulnerable that makes us weak.
Hey, guys.
guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.